Order. Order.
Parliament resumed after a fortnight's adjournment, with the government keen to make changes to employment law.
At the weekend, the Prime Minister announced a fair and balanced employment package aimed at creating jobs and boosting economic growth. It's one more step on the road to recovery.
Supplementary.
Finance Minister Bill English, whose enthusiasm for employment law reform was not shared by his Labour shadow, David Cunliffe.
Mr Speaker, does helping New Zealanders get ahead include raising their power prices, forcing them to pay more to register their cars, lifting ACC rates, raising GST, and on top of that, stripping them of employment protections by having them fired at will with no explanation?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, clearly the member thinks that helping New Zealanders get ahead means raising their power prices, because under his government they rose by 72% in 9 years.
The Finance Minister, though, had no answer to this question from the Greens' Keith Lock.
How much extra will it cost the taxpayer for all the publicly subsidised doctor's appointments resulting from allowing employers to demand a medical certificate for only one day's absence from work?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I don't have that detail. I can't answer that question.
The Prime Minister, meanwhile, rejected Labor's claims of a change of heart on mining and national parks.
The government has listened to the people of New Zealand, who I think on balance have said that they don't want mining on Schedule 4, but they do want expanded mining around the rest of New Zealand in certain parts, as long as it's done environmentally friendly, and I support them on that.
Mr Key then faced this question from Opposition Leader Phil Goff.
How does the Prime Minister rate the following in terms of his ambition to catch up with Australia and create jobs? His plan to mine and protected national parks, his job summit, the 2025 Task Force, Chinese investment in broadband, and New Zealand as a world centre for financial services. And what cloud is he going to jump on next?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, I can't be sure whether I'm on a cloud, but I know the Leader of the Opposition's in a hole anyway, from the latest polls I've seen. But talking of digging things up, I don't know if he's... The only place he'll be safe is in a pristine national park, because that's the only place we can't dig a hole for him.
Labor's request for a snap debate on the government's change of heart on mining was rejected by the Speaker, Lockwood Smith, as was another request for a debate on the government's proposed changes for employment law. That allowed the government to make a start on its legislation, beginning the week with the first reading of the Governor-General Bill, a legislative novelty in that it's the responsibility of the Prime Minister. This report from Rhys Lyon.
The Governor-General Bill is the government's response to a Law Commission report and to the Civil List Act, suggesting changes to the way the Office of Governor-General is funded. One change would require future Governor-Generals to pay income tax, a point outlined by Prime Minister John Key.
The present exemption of the Governor-General's salary from income tax will be removed. There is no longer any justification for this exemption, and successive Governors-General have requested that it be discontinued. The Queen has voluntarily paid income tax on her private income since 1993. The Australian Governor-General and state governors have paid income tax on their salaries since 2001.
And that wasn't the only tax exemption to be scrapped under the bill.
Another acronym that will be removed is the Minister of Finance's power to exempt the Governor-General from paying any public or local taxes and any other rates and duties. This power came from an age when our Governors-General typically came from Britain and is no longer relevant to supporting modern New Zealand Governor-Generals.
But Mr Key's arguments were ridiculed by senior Labour whip Darren Hughes.
This is not quite the step change that we associate the Key government with any change that they make. But this could be the sort of economic transformation this country needs. That now, with every other idea knocked over, this country will be transformed by the addition of one taxpayer, the Governor-General of New Zealand. Mr Key has charged into the House of Representatives today with a new bold plan. that the Governor-General will pay tax and our country will never be the same again as a result of this additional taxpayer making a contribution to IRD. I think that's probably as close as a step change as we're getting to turbocharge the economy.
The Governor-General bill passed its first reading and was referred to the Government Administration Select Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon, I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.